Friday. And to quote the great Chance the Rapper, this ain't no intro, this the entree. Heath, what do you think about that?
I've been working on a new entry song for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to sing it?
I'm not quite ready to sing it. You're a dong chaser, dream maker, money maker. Don't you mess around with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We could go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like it.
It is Friday. We've got 14 games in the MLB main slate tonight. Cubs and Pirates playing an early game at Wrigley Field.
You know what my favorite part of this slate is?
What's your favorite part of this
slate? My favorite thing is I'm really looking forward to the first segment of the show, which is always Chris breaking down the $10,000 pitchers for us and having us rank them.
Yes. This is going to be really difficult. I mean, actually, you know, usually we talk about which pitchers we like. And I think tonight it's going to be which pitchers can you tolerate? Because I do not like the pitching on this slate. Maybe you guys disagree, but you are wrong if you do. Chris Sale, $12,000. Rank the $10,000 or more pitchers.
I think Chris Sale is the best.
Yeah?
Mike, do you think Chris Sale is the worst?
I think Chris Sale is probably the worst pitcher above $10,000.
But probably still the one to play.
Yes, if you were going to select a pitcher above 10,000, I would probably play Chris Sale.
And honestly, looking at the rest of the slate, I don't see much of a reason not to play Chris Sale.
Oh, I'll give you a reason.
Give me a reason.
You want a reason?
Give me a reason.
How about four? How about four reasons?
New York Mets. Okay. Batters.
Reasons one and two are Coors.
Okay.
Reason number three is Bryce.
Okay.
And again, we can go through the same process we always do, but is Global Life Park a good hitter's park?
Global Life Park.
Is it not Global Life?
It's actually called Yankee Stadium.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What do they call the ballpark in Arlington now?
Oh, it might be.
I think it's Globe Life.
I have no idea.
Globe Life, maybe?
Yeah,
come on.
No
you guys
idea.
Look at me like I just made up the name of.
Well, I thought you were talking about Chris Sale pitching at Yankee Stadium.
Is that a good hitter's park?
Yes.
Do we think the Jays are good hitters?
Sure.
Is Martin Perez a good pitcher?
No.
Stack the Jays.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
There's also weather concern for Chris Sale. That would be reason number five.
There's five reasons not to play. That's a top five for the day. Top five reasons not to play Chris Sale.
All right. Here's the problem.
Okay.
You don't play Chris Sale.
Right.
Who are you going to play? Because you look at the...
There's a lot of options.
There are at least 28.
I see one, two, three.
Like, I try to break the pitchers down into easily digestible chunks that we can discuss based on price.
Yeah, let's do the $8,000 pitchers. There's three of those.
No, there are like 15 pitchers.
There's three good options in the $8,000 range.
So we're skipping right over Jeff Samardzija at $9,600 against Arizona.
Would you prefer?
Rich Hill.
Hey.
$9,700 for Rich Hill is a bargain.
He's 87. I'm asking. I'm asking, we're going to go through the price.
You see, you love to do it this way, I always try to do it different.
I'm a man with a plan. Panama.
Okay.
That's it, right?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. A man with a plan, a canal, Panama. I think that's a thing.
Okay.
So Jeff Samardzija at $9,600 you do not want.
No.
Okay, then which of the $8,000 pitchers do you want? There are, looks like, 9 or 10 pitchers between $8,000 and $8,900.
Okay. Well, one of them is actually averaging more than 40 FanDuel points per start.
Mm-hmm.
He's going up against a team that just struck out like 700 times last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's Steven Wright. He's in play as a tournament option. He could certainly have a good game. He could also get bombed. Speaking of could have a good game or get bombed, I think I feel the same way about Rich Hill.
Okay, here's my struggle with Steven Wright. If he is good,
right,
and maybe he is, maybe he's not,
right.
I don't know, how would we know?
Well, I think we would look at like strikeout rate, ERA, whip, things like that. If those numbers are good for any other pitcher,
mm-hmm.
then they're good for him.
But the things we look at for other pitchers.
Velocity?
Well, I'm talking about peripheral things. How do we... It's just with knuckleballers, I feel like knuckleballers are a random number generator.
But
it's
if
just,
the knuckleball is working really well, you're striking out a lot of batters.
I mean, not that many.
He's coming pretty close to a batter per inning, isn't he?
His season high is 8.
That'd be pretty good.
That'd be pretty good.
I would be fine with 8 strikeouts.
You give me. Can we have 8 strikeouts, please, Chris?
No, probably not.
I would be fine with 7.
Okay, so Steven Wright might be good.
Rich Hill should have a lot of strikeouts. I know the Rays are better against lefties, but they still strike out against lefties.
Okay. Rich Hill does have 46 strikeouts in 37 innings. He has a 2.39 ERA.
I still kind of think he's bad, but...
He's going to be the most expensive pitcher. He's going to be the most highly paid pitcher in next year's free agent class, for what that's worth.
I doubt that. I don't think he is.
Okay.
I'm not even sure that he's going to get a more than a one-year deal next year.
Okay. He's $8,700 against Tampa Bay.
Right.
Tampa cannot hit righties. They hit lefties pretty well, but he does have a high strikeout potential. Who else?
Do you have anybody else that I've not mentioned in the $8,000 range?
Volquez.
You guys don't want to mention it because you don't want to be accused of homerism, but the best pitcher in the $8,000 range tonight is Edison Volquez against the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, I think Easy Eddie should be an easy 35 to 40 fantasy points.
Yep. His strikeout rate is up this season.
He figured out during the playoffs last year that he could throw the ball harder than he had been throwing it, and then he just kept doing it this year.
Well, that's good.
So I don't know if that's sustainable or he's going to get hurt or what the deal is, but he's throwing hard, striking out more batters. The Braves are awful. Royals are back at home. I think Easy Eddie is a nice play.
You know who I really like, who might actually be my favorite pitcher in this range, because I don't think he's going to get a lot of love?
Nate Karns. Yeah.
Nate Karns is roughly a strikeout per inning pitcher since the start of last season. He's been 10 strikeouts per 9 this season. Problem has been, last season especially, he wasn't going deep into games. He's gone at least 6 innings in each of his last 3. The Mariners have allowed him to throw 100-plus pitches in 3 of his 6 starts this season. He only did it 9 times in 26 last year. He was pitching for the Rays. The Rays are a team that is totally fine if their starters only go 5 innings. That's just an organizational thing. So he's a better pitcher this year than he was last year, and the Angels are not good.
Right.
The Angels have one really good hitter, and maybe that's it.
They scored 10 runs yesterday.
I'm sure they did.
Cost me all my money.
There you go. What about beyond 8,000? Is there anybody?
Top pitcher play of the night. My most owned pitcher is less than 8,000.
There's no way. Well, there's actually a couple more names we should talk about before we go down there. Josh Tomlin against Minnesota?
No.
Good matchup. Lance McCullers against Boston?
No.
Any interest coming back from the DL?
No chance.
Is Boston kind of Toronto right now for you?
No, Toronto's Toronto tonight.
You've said that multiple times before, but you didn't answer the question. Is Boston what Toronto was last season?
They have been this week. I do not believe they will be moving forward.
Okay, and we didn't mention Gio at 8,900, Gio Gonzalez against the Marlins. Any interest in that?
Sure. In a tournament, yeah.
Okay.
I like Gio a little bit.
All right, then let's talk about the sub $8,000 pitchers. Who is your favorite? Heath, I know who it is.
Okay, why don't we let Mike go first.
Mike, who will be your most owned pitcher under $8,000?
Probably the same guy.
Who is it?
Well, I mean, I'm going to pick on the Phillies, so it's going to be Brandon Finnegan.
Brandon Finnegan, $6,000, the cheapest starting pitcher on the board tonight.
Yep.
He has been okay.
Not really great.
He's had moments.
Yep.
But the control still seems to be an issue. He had one big strikeout game early in the season, but it came against Philadelphia.
Right.
So there you go. Brandon Finnegan going against the Philadelphia Phillies at $6,000 seems like a pretty good play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that Odubel Herrera is really as good as he has been, but if he's their best hitter... He hits left-handed. That helps. Ryan Howard's going to be useless.
They did just call up a first baseman with decent minor league numbers, but I don't think he's going to be very good. I would guess he'll play over Ryan Howard tonight.
Why hasn't Darren Ruff been playing over Ryan Howard?
It sounded like Darren Ruff might get DFA'd pretty soon from what I was seeing on Twitter. There's speculation. They're not pleased with the Darren Ruff experience, apparently. I don't know. Just the scuttlebutt I've heard.
The Phillies have a 265 team WOBA against left-handed pitching this year.
Not good.
That, I mean, it's not as bad as the Braves. Do you know what the Braves' wOBA against lefties is this year?
Lower than 265.
240.
237.
Ooh, that was close.
That's really bad.
That's unfathomable.
It'll improve.
Any chance Volquez can throw with his left hand?
If I think whether he can or not, he might be a good play tonight.
Yeah, hell, he's a great play. He's my favorite play.
So you like him more than Finnegan?
I do. I think I'll have Eddie and Cash.
Eddie and Cash. Chris is not on board with the Eddie Volquez, Brandon Finnegan combo
player. No, I mentioned Edinson Volquez.
Okay.
I said he was the top play of that slate of the group. The Chris Sale thing is weird because there's a lot of talk right now about how he's pitching to contact. That's a conscious decision on his part, along with the pitching coach, to pitch to contact so he can get into games and get deeper into games. I don't think that's he's not going to be as good if he does that.
Right, it's a bad plan.
He's been good, and it might be a better plan for the season because if Chris Sale's a 2.5 ERA pitcher in 7 innings per start rather than a 2.1 pitcher in 6 innings per start or whatever it would be, that's a trade off you probably make.
But I'm not concerned about Chris Sale at all. I think he's going to be very good. I just, with all the bats on this slate, I don't know how you really play him.
Okay, the Yankees are 23rd in the league in wOBA against left-handed pitching. They did just call up Gary Sanchez yesterday, and from what I was reading, it sounds like it may be a short-term thing just to get him in the bat against Chris Sale and Jose
Come on
Quintana.
Up to the majors, face Chris Sale, and we'll send you back down.
And Jose Quintana, who's been a top-5 pitcher over the last calendar year. That's true, actually, in terms of war. Starting that out there.
You and your nerd stats.
Okay, so if you don't want to pay up for Chris Sale, and it sounds like neither one of you does, it sounds like I'm going to be alone in giving a Chris Sale lineup later on in the show.
For sure.
Yeah. What's your favorite stack of the night?
Do we want to do the one player from Coors?
Yeah, everybody pick one player from Coors.
Because we could give the Mets as a favorite stack, but that doesn't really help anybody. My favorite is, for tournaments probably, is Granderson.
Okay.
Because he's been the worst of all those left-handed bats.
Yeah.
3,700, he's going to get 4 to 5 at-bats tonight leading off. I don't actually love stacking Coors tonight.
Okay.
Because obviously it's going to be hard to play Rockies against Harvey. Unless you're just being contrarian.
That's the thing that I wanted to point out, is that in keeping with my stated philosophy that anything can be a contrarian play.
Right.
Matt Harvey and Coors. Everybody's worried about Matt Harvey. Everybody's scared off. He had 10 strikeouts in his last start. His strikeout rate has come back up as the season has gone on.
Yep.
He's going to be 0.3% owned.
Yeah.
It's certainly
sure the
Warden
slider isn't even bothered by thin air.
Well, it doesn't break.
Right.
So, you know.
Except for pitcher's arms.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a study I read today. Just now. Literally right before the show. That shows that an increase in the percentage of pitches that you throw that are fastballs leads to has a higher correlation with Tommy John surgery.
I believe that's true. Do you want to know what I think that the factor is?
There you go.
The outlying factor there.
What's that?
Is that pitchers that throw their fastball a higher percentage of the time generally have a better fastball and throw harder.
But and velocity was not a did not correlate.
Then that's a new study, because in the past, velocity has correlated.
I'm just telling you what I read.
Who did this study?
I don't know.
You can't even...
Someone linked it on Twitter.
Found it on Twitter somewhere.
Okay. Sounds like a good one.
TheGoodBaseballPeople.com.
Okay.
All right. So who's your favorite non-core stack?
Go ahead, Mike.
Toronto.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not a believer in Perez.
I mean, the Blue Jays were really good against left-handed pitching last year, kind of historically good. Martin Perez, probably not good, has 2 more strikeouts than walks on the season. That's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one seems to make sense. Although, the way this season's gone, you're gonna go down with the good ship, yep. Toronto.
Tulowitzki is $2,800 tonight.
That's really cheap for someone who might be good.
I finally moved him below Trevor Story in my season-long rankings.
Heath, who's your favorite stack?
Could you do me a favor real quick? And I know that I should have this information pulled up.
Sure.
But you have the FanDuel window there, mm-hmm. right? Can you tell me who the Padres starting pitcher is?
I can.
It's Christian Friedrich.
Well, I already had his baseball reference page pulled up. I just wanted you to see that he's not actually in the player pool yeah. for FanDuel. That's not a great sign as a pitcher. What's also not a great sign is 167 innings of 5.81 ERA. Now, that was at Coors, but I don't think... Is this game at Miller Park tonight? It is, right? Yes. I don't think Miller Park's much better for him. I am going to go with the sneaky Brewers stack, and the thing I like about the Brewers stack is you can play it with Toronto or with the Mets because it's mostly cheap.
Okay. Yep. I've got a handful of pretty cheap stacks to throw out there as well. And this is mostly based on the opposing pitcher rather than the batters themselves, because I'm not sure who's actually good among these teams. Cleveland against Nolasco. Ricky Nolasco is always a threat to completely poop the bed.
Yeah.
Tom Kohler on the road. So the Washington Nationals specifically... I think Bryce Harper is a must play.
We'll get to that.
Daniel Murphy. I think the first four batters in that lineup. I don't think anybody else in that lineup is good, but Revere, Rendon, Harper, and Murphy, I think, are all that could be a fruitful combination.
You know what I realized?
What?
Did anybody else give a must play at Coors besides me, or top play at Coors besides me?
Nope.
So I just said Granderson, and you guys are like, nope, we don't want
to. It's good. They're all,
They're not all good. You can't play Cespedes. Good.
Kevin Plawecki.
Yoannis ain't worth $5,000.
Kevin Plawecki. That's my pick.
Kevin Plawecki. John Gray's going to strike him out three times.
David Wright.
Probably. Yeah, okay. Neil Walker.
Okay. Not Lucas Duda. Or Conforto.
Those guys as well.
Okay.
We've mentioned everybody in the Mets lineup now. Are you happy? John Gray has like a 9.28 ERA at home.
It's going down today.
Yes. I agree. No, that's almost certainly true. And Cincinnati versus Jeremy Hellickson.
Jeremy Shellickson.
Right, left-handed bats for the Cincinnati Reds especially, but that's another one. The first four batters in the lineup are pretty good. They're not that expensive. Votto's the most expensive at $3,900. None of them are cheap. Cozart's probably pretty cheap at this point.
Do you like Jeremy Shellickson better or Ryan Vogeldahl?
Cozart's $3,600. Yeah, so you're gonna have to pay up for the Cincinnati Reds stack. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Any other stacks that you like?
No, I'm just over here saying funny things that you're ignoring.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, you say they're funny.
Mike's laughing.
I'm laughing.
I always check to see if Mike laughs so that I know if it was funny or not.
BVP me.
BVP you. Okay, I am.
If Bryce Harper's not in this lineup, I'm gonna be very upset.
I think if Bryce Harper was not in this lineup, I should lose my BVP lineup privileges. Remember when you lost your privileges?
I think I bequeathed them onto you.
Chris Tillman is the BVP pitcher tonight. Okay. And there's a number of pitchers that I could have used. Tigers batters have had a lot of experience against Tillman, and not very much of it's positive, except for Miggy Cabrera. They've had 124 plate appearances with a 639 OPS. Now, if I was being true to BVP, or if you want to be, you would use Shelby Miller tonight.
Okay.
The Giants have had 90 plate appearances against Miller. They have a 512 OPS against them.
Yeah, but that was back when Miller was alive? I don't know how to even talk about him right now.
He's not pitching in Atlanta anymore.
He was
good in Atlanta. He was good in St. Louis. Yeah, he was bad on the road. And now he doesn't have that comfort. Bryce Harper against Tom Kohler has a 1,000 slugging percentage in 31 plate appearances. That includes six dongs.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that Tom Kohler might only throw three innings in this game, or Bryce Harper might get walked four times.
You mentioned the national stack, and the BBB lineup actually kind of is a national stack. It also includes Ben Revere, who's 10 for 22 against Kohler. They are all singles, but if he gets a couple singles, steals a couple bases.
You're fine with that with Ben Revere.
Yes. At catcher, Yan Gomes has seen Ricky Nolasco seven times. He's only got two hits.
Two dongs.
They're both dongs.
Yep.
Miggy Cabrera is the one Tiger that I will play against Tillman, and it's okay. He can throw eight innings, get up two runs, both of them dongs to Cabrera. Miggy has a 385, 467, 692 slash line against Tillman. Josh Donaldson against Martin Perez, 6 for 15 with a 1326 OPS. Zach Cozart, he was too expensive for Chris. He's not too expensive for the BBP.
I didn't say he was too expensive.
Yeah, you basically said nobody, no way you can play him. Cozart,
oh, man.
2 for 3 against Jason Hamill.
I'm really disappointed
he's
with
not
the
facing Jason Hamill.
I got to say I'm really disappointed
Jeremy
with the
Helton.
BBP stuff right now.
Why?
Because someone in my lineup has really bad BVP against Chris Tillman. We'll get to it later.
Okay.
But like he has a 381 OPS.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
And then the final one to finish off our semi-nat stack is Jason Wirth.
Okay.
He's been a little worthless at times, but he has two dongs in 27 plate appearances, 407 on base, 524 slug against Tom Kohler.
Okay.
You could also play Anthony Rendon or Ryan Zimmerman if you wanted to play more Nationals.
All right. You guys want to actually catch some dongs? I mean, the weekend's here.
Right.
So Mike's going to catch
some dongs. I'm going to catch a couple dongs this weekend.
But, you know, right now he's on a three-game losing streak. So
how
I wouldn't call it a losing
Heath,
streak.
Heath, the door, I mean, it's three in a row. Heath, the door is open for you to finally take your first week if you can rustle up some dongs.
You have one dong in your last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I knew you had like an 11-game losing streak.
Yeah, rare cold spell.
This is as cold as it gets.
Yeah.
Good luck to you tonight.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to bequeath my first pick to you.
No, that's
because
not how
of
this,
your losing
no, that's
streak.
Not. I have three guys written down. I'm ready.
Okay, there's, here's the problem,
I'm gonna
Chris.
I'm going to get one of my top three.
I would like for you to go first.
I want you to get your top one of one.
Not if you're on the golf course, Mike, and the guy that has honors says, "Go ahead and go,
you
go
have
first."
To.
You have not... to take Bryce Harper.
I'm not going to take Bryce Harper.
Who do
I'm
you want?
Take Ben Revere.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna,
not.
Fine. If you're forcing me to go first, I'll take Bryce Harper.
Okay. Chris is going to take Bryce Harper.
He's going to go 0 for 1 with a walk, with three walks.
I will take Domingo Santana.
Yep.
Okay.
2,400.
I see what you did there. Both of those players are in my lineup that I'm giving.
Good.
Mine as well.
So I guess I will select a third player from my lineup.
Well, you can have, I mean, you'll have other lineups. It doesn't have to be somebody from that particular lineup.
Every player in my lineup is going to dong tonight, so it doesn't really matter.
That would be...
That'd be a good night.
That'd be something.
Give me David Wright.
David Wrong.
Yep. 3,700. I'm not even really getting a great value on it.
Okay. I mean, you know, maybe he'll tap his foot and hit a home run. Who knows?
Maybe he won't hit a home run.
All right. You guys got lineups?
Yeah. You went with Volke?
Yep.
You went with Sale?
Yep.
I went with Finnegan. Perfect.
All right, we'll go in descending order of price.
Okay.
So I'll start. Chris Sale is my starting pitcher going against the Yankees. You said there's some weather.
He's good.
I believe so.
Okay.
Had to go very cheap in the infield because I wanted to get some expensive outfielder, so I'm going Jared Saltalamacchia at catcher. He is the guy with really bad BVP against Chris Tillman. He has a 381 OPS.
James McCann didn't get hurt again, right?
I would assume Jared Saltalamacchia will still get playing time against right-handed pitchers.
He's not been playing very regularly since McCann came back.
He played yesterday.
Right, exactly.
I'm expecting him to get the start against a right-handed pitcher. If he doesn't, I will obviously have to pivot.
How much was he?
$2,400.
Oh, you got plenty of room.
There's at least two guys that may not start in this lineup, so I'm going to have to be vigilant. I've got Chris Johnson at first base going up against a lefty. Colton Wong, another guy who may not play.
You said there's two guys in your lineup that may
not play. No, Chris Johnson's definitely going to play.
So far, you've given us four guys that may not play.
Chris Johnson's Chris Sale's going to play.
The weather.
Chris Johnson's definitely going to get the start against the lefty. I promise you that.
Okay.
Colton Wong, we'll see.
Okay.
Michael Franco.
I think he will play.
I would guess so. Danny Hechevarria will also play. My outfield. I really like my outfield, though. Infield, a little questionable. But the outfield, Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton, Domingo Santana. That's a good outfield. That's a relatively cheap outfield for what you're getting.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's I have one of those outfielders in my lineup.
That's an $11,000 outfield. How about
with
that?
A $12,000 pitcher.
Exactly.
And a 2-cent infield.
And a but look, man. I'm going to get zeros somewhere in the lineup. Who cares if they don't
the
play?
The goal is not to.
Well.
Okay.
All right. Edinson Volquez, Russell Martin, Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy, David Wright, Troy Tulowitzki, Michael Conforto, Bryce Harper, and Domingo Santana.
Very interesting. I like it. It's a good lineup. I've got Brandon Finnegan and Russell Martin as my battery, so the rest of the lineup is pretty much amazing. Mm-hmm. Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah.
Joe Panik. Josh Donaldson. Francisco Lindor. Bryce Harper. Joey Bats. Curtis Granderson.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I need Finnegan to be good and Russell Martin to accidentally get a single. Or maybe they'll hit him
with a
maybe
pitch.
He'll get a hit by pitch and then score on a home run.
Yeah, because, yep. I mean, if he doesn't, he's probably going to strike out with the way the season's going.
I would like it if they would hit him with a pitch and he would score a run.
That seemed mean.
But E5, Donaldson, Lindor, Harper, Joey Bats, Granderson.
I've heard of all those guys.
That might be a 200-point, just the few guys I just said.
It might be.
And then I need like 50 out of Finnegan and Martin.
So you need 50 out of Finnegan.
I'd take it.
Oh, had, if you get 50 out of Finnegan, you're definitely happy.
You had Russell Martin in your lineup.
I do.
Okay.
Okay. You got to punt somewhere.
Chris is going to end up with him in his lineup because the catcher that's not going to play.
You said you got to punt somewhere. Sometimes you got to punt in five spots.
I'm punting twice with Russell Martin and Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That is the reality of Major League Baseball in 2016. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too, Chris.
We'll see y'all back here on Monday. Goodbye.